This podcast is brought to you by Philips. Simplicity is knowing where to get information about your health. Philips Sense and Simplicity. For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson, and we'd like to welcome back to the program this week Discovery Health's natural living expert and the host of Get Fresh with Sarah Snow, Sarah Snow. Sarah, thanks for being here.
Sure. Thanks, Will.
And we've been talking to Sarah all this month on our podcast about health and wellness and simplicity, especially how we can sort of simplify our lives. We've talked about green weddings. We've talked about traveling responsibly. And this week, we're talking about something that I know is near and dear to your heart, Sarah, organic farming and food. We talked about that a little bit with the green weddings idea. Maybe talk a little bit about how organic farming and organic food can help us simplify our life.
Well, you know, I think it can help us simplify our lives in a lot of ways, especially if we think about local and organic and really think about local foods. There's a thing going on right now where some people are doing what's called a 100-mile diet. I actually did a segment in one of my episodes of Get Fresh on the 100-mile diet, and I cooked with foods, only foods that were grown within 100 miles of my house. And you really, really simplify your weekly menu when you're focusing only on local foods.
Was that hard to find those foods? Or?
You know, it wasn't for one meal, but if you were living for a year off of that, it is quite hard. And I know people who have, and it is quite hard. I mean, you know, all of a sudden you can't have salt because you live in the middle of the country and there's no sea salt right there in the middle of the country. So, right. You know, you're eliminating some foods that you didn't think you would have to eliminate. But you can always find some sort of produce and eggs and typically milk and chicken and beef and stuff like that. So I did a polenta dish because I could find cornmeal from a local farmer, and I did some great sautéed mushrooms and rainbow Swiss chard and stuff like that on it.
So what's the best place to find local food? Farmers markets, things like that?
Yeah, farmers markets, because farmers markets are amazing. I mean, there are thousands of farmers markets across this country today. It used to be that there were about 1,500 of them about 10 or 15 years ago, and today there are over 4,000 across the country. So almost anyone in any city can find a farmers market close to them. Another way, one of my favorite ways, is to join a CSA. I belong to a CSA. It stands for Community Supported Agriculture, and it's a system by which you actually become a member of a farm. So you sign up for a CSA, you pay them a weekly or a monthly due, and in exchange, you get a weekly share of their crops. So every Thursday morning, my farmer pulls up to my door and drops off a big box of stuff that was picked that morning or the night before, and I get mushrooms and, you know, microgreens, organic lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, zucchini, squash, eggplants, all sorts of things. And then I have to find things to cook with them all week long. So it's a really fun thing, especially for people who tend to buy the same things at the grocery store week after week. It kind of encourages you to cook with some vegetables that you maybe wouldn't otherwise buy.
That's a great idea. I know in some places there are community gardens as well where you can go help out a little bit and you can sort of reap some of the harvest.
Yeah, exactly. You can become a member of a community garden and, you know, you invest sweat equity and in exchange you get a share of the crops.
Well, Sarah, for people who don't know for sure and they want to make sure what they're getting is actually organic, what does organic mean?
Organic, when you see that little green and white logo on a box of cereal or on a banana or an apple, it's the USDA certified organic, and it means that that apple or that banana or that wheat that went into that cereal was grown and raised without the use of any synthetic fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, any of that stuff. It means that it was in no way genetically modified. And when it comes to animal products, it also means that they were grown without the use of hormones or antibiotics. So when you see that little green and white logo, you know that that is USDA certified organic. When it comes to packaged materials, cereal, crackers, any of that, it means that 95% of the ingredients in that box of cereal are organic. There's also something that's called made with organic ingredients, and that means at least 70% of the ingredients were organic. But when you go to your farmer's market, this actually confuses a lot of people because they go to their farmer's market and they think, okay, well, all this stuff is going to be organic, right? It was locally grown. And you talk to farmers and they may say, well, we raise our stuff without the use of any chemicals, but we can't call it organic or USDA certified organic anyway. And the reason for that is it's a really expensive process. And for a lot of small local farmers, they just can't afford the certification process. So I really encourage people, go to your farmer's market, ask questions of the farmers. Just ask them, are you using chemicals? Are you spraying your crops with chemicals? Or are you not? And if they say they're not, then bravo, support them, buy their stuff. Even if they can't afford that USDA certified organic logo or that certification, they're still raising without the use of chemicals, and that is the best thing. Those are the people we need to be supporting.
And Sarah, it's not just about necessarily where we are getting our food from, but what we're doing with it. Let's talk about composting a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I have two compost bins behind my house, and I live in the city. I have a garage, and I have two compost bins that are right behind the garage, and none of my neighbors complain about it. You know, people think you have to live way out in the country to have compost bins, and that's not the case at all. You can have a compost tumbler on your patio or your balcony if you live in a high rise even. And what you do with that is when you're cooking in your kitchen, you have a banana peel or you have the outside leaves from a head of cabbage or something, all of that stuff can go in your compost bin. Your eggshells, your apple cores, all of that stuff can go in your compost bin. Then, you know, if you have a tumbler, you just give it a quick tumble every day, and eventually that'll turn into really nutrient-rich, nutrient-dense soil. And you can use that in your herb garden, if you have an herb garden or your vegetable garden, or if all you have even are a couple of pots with some herbs or some flowers in them, you can still use it in that. Or you can toss the soil around your landscaping, whatever. But basically what it means is all of that stuff that otherwise you would have thrown in a garbage bag that would then go and sit in a dump for a long time, you're recycling it. You're recycling that food and turning it into soil that can help other things grow.
I feel like I'm dumping out a lot of coffee grounds. How about coffee grounds?
Coffee grounds. That's a good one. Coffee grounds. Tea bags. The only things you don't want to put into a compost pile are limes. For some reason, the acidity level in limes is bad for compost piles. And you don't want to put any meat products, so your meat scraps, your chicken scraps, or any of that stuff you don't want to put in there.
Let's figure something else out for limes. Something else we can do with them.
Oh, there's plenty we can do with limes.
All right. Well, Sarah Snow, great advice. And, of course, where can people go to learn more about all this?
DiscoveryHealth.com. If you go to DiscoveryHealth.com and search for my name or the name of the show, you'll find lots of recipes. All my healthy living recipes are on there. I have a wellness calendar on there for each day of the month and lots of other natural living, green living tips for you.
Great. Well, Sarah Snow, Discovery Health's natural living expert and the host of Get Fresh with Sarah Snow. Be sure to watch it. Thanks for joining us all this month on our podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks, Will.
And for Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson.